This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Liberty 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you something really quick concerning one of the things that just popped up on my live feed. I'm giving it to you straight from the hip, friends, live. Okay, this is live radio. Okay, so what we have here is I'm going to show it to you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you're looking at social media platforms, check this out. If not, I'll narrate for you. Trib24/7 just reported that Senator is calling on Biden to resign over Afghanistan lies. The President of the United States of America, they're asking him to resign for lying. Now, this is what I want you to see. Let's go to the law, because the law always shows you what's deviated. Okay? Because the law is the straight stick, and it exposes the deviations concerning the criminals for who they are, Romans 3:20. Browse the Constitution, annotated. Article 2, Section 4. What does it say? You can see this on social media platforms. It says the president, the vice president, and all civil officers, that's all of them, that represent we the people of the United States, shall be removed from office on impeachment for conviction of treason. Article 3, Section 3, Donald Trump did nothing but talk about and highlight the treasonous crimes of Joe Biden on the trail, did absolutely nothing to prosecute him, and yet he had the power to do that. Article 2, Section 3. Now, going back, it says in Article 2, Section 4, also for the conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and or misdemeanors. What does it say that we're supposed to do? He's supposed to be impeached for lying. What do the senators do? They just put on a show. They just ask for more money to add to their millions, which takes them a short amount of time to become millionaires after making $174,000 a year. And the ignorant in the country continuously support these fools. And that's what they are. Okay? Two peas in a pod is what they are. But it tells us that he's supposed to be impeached. Okay, so what happens if I go over to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, U.S. Constitution? After he's impeached, what are we supposed to do with him? Okay, what does it tell us that we're supposed to do? It tells us, Article 1, oh, I'm sorry, Section, I forgot to put 3 in there, forgive me, live radio, Section 3. What does it tell us? Judgment in cases of impeachment after they're impeached shall not extend further than to the removal from office. Don't stop there. And disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to what? According to the laws that they broke. Now let me reiterate the point. Americans, you are that law. And if you fail to be the strength of the law, this is what you get. Don't sit there and put up little memes on social media platforms about how stupid Joe Biden is. Hey friends, Yeah, he is. But the point is, the joke's on you, and you're the ones that look stupid in the face of the world for tolerating a disgraceful individual such as a Joe Biden. But here's the good news, folks. That's all you have to do is just trust those in office, man. Like these good senators that are doing absolutely nothing. But again, just like Rand Paul doing nothing but putting on a show for you, the senator calls on Biden to resign over Afghanistan lies. Over more lies. Oh, I guess the message is, Americans, that they can just go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And the American people, somehow or another, have been desensitized into believing that that's the case. Can somebody show me that? I just showed you what the law said. And either we're going to hold to the law, or we're going to hold to tyrants. And that's exactly why our forefathers said, either you're going to obey God, or you're going to obey tyrants, period. And then at the end of that, if you refuse to obey God, don't complain about it when the sword rules, because that's what, in fact, is coming. Remember Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s? He's the one that said either you're going to be ruled by the word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. And the bayonet's right on the horizon right now. We just highlighted last week in Virginia, we know that the NATO forces are there on American soil. We just heard from this wicked hag, this New York governor, as they want you to believe that she is, this new plant who comes out of the gate talking about firing all these nurses. And remember, it's about your health, though, friends. And all of these doctors, if they refuse to obey the tyrants, that they're going to go ahead and just use the National Guard. Foreigners, in some cases, unqualified in so many different cases, to basically take their place. See, folks, things are getting not better, but they are getting worse. In fact, Leviticus 26, verse 17 tells us, in the time of judgment, the Lord will cause those that hate you to rule over you. And it's exactly what we see happening. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you this real quick, and I got to get to my main point, and I'm moving up to it right now. But I just highlighted Stop the Line and Stop the Mandates by Senator Rand Paul. Okay, he's an appeaser. He's worthless. He's always sending out fundraisers, folks, every time he gets the media attention. And notice how they all make their little circuit, their little rounds. And then before you know it, they're aggrandizing, accumulating more wealth off the ignorance of the people, basically enabling them, empowering them all the more to rule over the people that are supporting them. And that's what's happening. Now, let me go to this. What I want to show you is someone just sent this over to me. And again, keep in mind, friends, I get 200 to 300 emails. So this is new to me. Too. I'm going to play just a couple minutes of it, and I want to show you and ask you the question, as I show you, how is it that Rand Paul is not getting this information? How is it that these appeasers are not getting the information? How is it that your senators and congressmen and representatives and judges, folks, and all three branches of government, how is it that they're not getting this information? Because it's, again, readily available, friends, if you're willing to pull the curtain back. Let's go ahead and listen to this woman. She is a nurse fired for refusing vax, reveals trend of coercion and deception at hospitals. We've seen this firsthand. We've been giving you this information firsthand from our ends, from the inside out, so you can understand the deceptions that are going on. But here is another one to add to the list, the growing list of those that are exposing the corruption for what it is on so many different levels. Oh, I guess I got a hard break coming up. Right when I come back, I'm going to play this for you. Again, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Okay. 1-866-582-9933. Don't wait till the last segment. Thank you for being on the ball over the last hour. We got hour two we're rolling into and rolling through right now. 1-866-582-9933. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to this nurse who was recently fired illegally. We have Nuremberg Code, we have OSHA laws, we have HIPAA laws, you get the point. But she was fired for refusing vax, and then she begins to reveal the trend of coercion and deception at the hospital. Now, I'm doing this in spite of what Rand Paul is trying to appease us with. How is it that he doesn't have this information? Because it's all over the globe. Okay, so let's go ahead and check out what this lady has to say.
I believe in being honest. I believe in not lying to the press and hyping up the numbers to scare the general public into taking a vaccine that is brand new, that we don't know anything about. I don't think that it was right to coerce staff and to make it look like the hospital was overrun by COVID patients when that's simply not the truth.
Yep.
But my Facebook post had caused them to want to take me off the schedule. But the letter that they handed me, and officially they said I was being taken off the schedule because I was refusing to get the COVID shot.
Okay, so there you have it again. Folks, it's the same information we've given to you 100 times from doctors. How is it that Rand Paul doesn't get this info? How is it that your said representatives in the mainstream media is useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin rightly called them? How is it that this information isn't accessible to them? Because they don't want it. It doesn't set right with them. It counters their narrative, right? Okay, so this is what we're going into. You had to know that this was coming. The attackers are now playing the victims. This is Audra Morgan. She's at a San Diego Board of Supervisors. I'm just going to play a short piece, and then I'm going to bring it into what is happening on a scale unprecedented. What am I talking about? I'm talking about teachers call angry parents. Listen carefully. The NEA, which is criminal in so many elements, they're useful idiots. They're indoctrinators. Those that are appointed to prey on the children, to take absolutely control over them. And by the way, I'm not blaming them, because it's 86% of the American people that are dropping their kids off, that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, dropping their kids off at the public school gate to be illegally indoctrinated by their sworn enemies. So I don't feel sorry for the parents. I do have a heart for the kids. Okay. Luke 7:35 says, wisdom is justified by our children. Don't blame those kids for the way that you raise them. But again, I want to go back to this. This is the Daily Mall. This is what I'm leading up to right now. Teachers call angry parents terrorists. Who are they parodying, friends? The government. Who are the terrorists according to these agencies that have been hooked up and set up illegally under something called the Patriot Act after September 11, 2001? Who are the terrorists? 74 definitions, 72. Between 72 and 74 definitions given by the Muslim Brotherhood Stack DHS, Department of Homeland Security in America. Who are they calling terrorists? You. The teachers are calling parents that are standing up against the crimes of the teachers and the school boards and the NEA and the federal government for violating the Bill of Rights, namely the 10th Amendment. What are they doing? They're calling the parents that are defending their children terrorists. Now, we all remember what the word terrorist mean, right? Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of terrorist or terrorism is government by intimidation. This is government by intimidation. And who's hiding behind these school boards as they attack? The politicians are, because they want to set this up so they can protect themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve. Hey, folks, in the state of Minnesota here, this tyrant Marxist, this treasonous individual named Tim Walz, he just put the 8-foot fence back up around the Capitol. Is that because he's serving the people? I mean, it looks like a prison. Which, by the way, if the police that were doing their job and upholding the Constitution got this right, along with the judges inside of that building, the Capitol building, they got it right, they would put police on the outside and make it a prison because many of them belong there, especially this said governor. Okay, he's a criminal, and we all know he's a criminal. But let me go back to this again. Let me show you this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Daily Mall just reported teachers call angry parents terrorists. School officials beg Biden, right on cue, to send in who? The FBI, to protect them from extremist parents angry over vaccine and mask mandates and say it should be treated as domestic terrorism. No. In fact, the politicians, those that are writing the curriculums, the teachers that are illegally indoctrinating the kids, attempting to make them a prey, which, by the way, I've done 364 public high schools in 25 states. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know exactly what's going on there. Okay, they're the terrorists. If you want to play this little game, they're the terrorists. Now, I'm going to get to this in just a moment. But I want to go back to this. This is a terrorist in the eyes of a teacher who's standing up against a board of supervisors. I want you to check this out. Listen carefully as to what she is saying, because it's important that you do. This is great info. Let her go, Audria.
Doing? It's okay. How much time do I got? 14 minutes? Are you kidding? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm just going to use this time very wisely, because, I mean, basically what you guys have been doing is, violating every one of our civil rights.
Exactly.
And I don't even feel like I want to talk about these items. I want to talk about what your guys' duty is and what you're not doing. And even the sheriff over here, you guys are supposed to be protecting our rights, and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually on the wrong side of things.
That's right.
And we need you guys because of what's happening.
Just a reminder to make sure that you're staying on topic, please.
I am.
Thank you.
It's on topic. We're good.
Did you hear what she said, friends?
I mean, our civil rights should be a topic that gets addressed at every point. I mean, everything that you guys are doing in this county goes against our civil rights. These are rights that were granted to us by God that you cannot usurp. And every day we're facing being, you know, threatened by our own officials. That's tyranny. You know what I'm saying? And like when that happens, the people can stand up against it and abolish the government when they go against the people.
The Declaration of Independence.
And at this point,
she is correct.
I feel like I should be talking to the people. Because you know what? It's about time that all of us stand up and assert our rights. It's enough of this, because what they're doing is crimes against humanity. It's treason. They should all be hung. I mean, and that is going to come. But what needs to happen, because they're not going to do anything.
That's right.
All of us here need to be the ones to do something and stand up against this. It's time that we take our nation back, our county back, and stop being afraid because we're sitting in a prison cell with the door open. And it's just time to walk out.
Listen to these board members. Listen.
I mean, they have masks on all the time. And they know they don't work. They know these vaccines are killing people.
Look at these
and they don't
pretenders.
Care. They don't care. So it's time for each and every one of us to stand up and get rid of this COVID pandemic. They're not going to stop the emergency, but it's up to us to
see, people are figuring them out, and they're becoming afraid. And that's what they're doing, is they're beginning to retaliate by calling people such as this terrorists for standing up for their God-given rights. Is this how a representative should act, friends? To continuously talk down concerning what Audra has to say in San Diego? Do they have a right to continuously suppress and censor free speech? Absolutely not. We all know what George Washington said. Let me say it again for the millionth time. If they take away free speech, you will be as sheep led to the slaughter. What is big tech company doing? By the way, YouTube is another one of my platforms that we use occasionally. About every 90 days, I can turn it back on for a day or two before they attack my content again. Because they want to set the narrative and they want to call me medical malpractice for exposing the corruption that's going on concerning this narrative. And Facebook and big tech companies, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, folks, they're all in it together. This is a total violation of the First Amendment. This is a total violation of every right given unto you by God that these people are usurping. They're attacking our God-given rights, and the American people stand up, and what do these board members try to do? They try to shut them down. Well, if that doesn't work, now the teachers are told by this federal government, violating the First Amendment, to just go ahead and call them terrorists. And that will give you all the media attention that you want. I'll show you just that on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.
President Biden told reporters on Saturday that everyone is disappointed in Congress after two major pieces of legislation stalled, as well as a debt ceiling increase amid a divided Democratic caucus.
Everybody's frustrated. It's part of being in government. It's frustrated. Hey, look, one of the things I love about you guys, I watch you today. Biden vowed he's going to do this. Biden's committed. Biden's going to work like hell to make sure we get both these passed, and I think we will get them passed.
The House of Representatives voted 365 to 51 on Friday to extend for 1 month the authorization for surface transportation funding. The funding was set to be renewed in the over $1 trillion infrastructure bill passed by the Senate, but House Democrats have failed to advance the measure as part of an impasse over the larger $3.5 trillion welfare package. This is USA Radio News. New York has hosted several gun turn-in events this past month. These events are typically labeled with the Orwellian phrase, buyback, but the government cannot buy back items it never owned. There have been numerous academic studies showing these events do not decrease crime or suicides. New York State Attorney General Letitia James disagrees.
Some individuals argue that gun buybacks really don't have any relevance on what is happening on the streets of New York State and across our nation. And I disagree. If we can recover one gun, if we can save one life, then we've made a difference.
The United States outspent every other country in the world combined when it came to the top-selling 20 pharmaceutical drugs, according to a recent analysis of company financial filings by Public Citizen. The key findings of the analysis report indicate that U.S. consumers overpay for drugs and do not necessarily intake more than people from other countries. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Do not wait until the last segment. We've got 2 segments left. 1-866-582-9933. Hopefully before the end of the show today, I'm going to be able to get to show you as well the voice of the American people that the mainstream media means to censor. This is going to blow some of you back because you're going to be like, oh my goodness, wait a second, we're all saying the same things. That's what I've been trying to tell you for a long, long time. We just got to come together. The media wants to isolate you. They want to single you out. They want you to think that you're the only one that thinks the way that you do, when in fact I'm about ready in a couple minutes here to show you just the exact opposite. Now, I just showed you this, okay? Let me go again back to that of Rand Paul, okay, then I showed you a doctor who said that they are coercing people and deceiving people at the hospital. They're manufacturing numbers, and then we have people that are going into the board members, and this has everything to do with it because this is the reason people are going to their boards and confronting them, okay? They're confronting them for what? Tyranny. Okay, you just seen that. You just heard that during the last segment. Now, I want to show you concerning this, teachers call angry parents terrorists. School officials beg Biden to send in the FBI to protect them. Do you remember just a week and a half ago, the mayor from Ohio actually went to the school board because he found out that they were teaching child pornography, and he gave them one of two options, either resign or else you're going to be charged. You remember that we played that? Remember you heard the audio? Remember you watched the videos? Was he a terrorist too? For enforcing the law? No, but that's what they want you to believe. That's what they want you to believe. Okay? Now I want to go to the next point here, because this is incredible. Just to show you how the media, when they're told to do something, how they conglomerate. They get together. Okay? They ally themselves to push forth an agenda. And what's the agenda? Shut down our opposition because we're getting nervous here. What am I talking about? Well, right after I seen this, friends, teachers call angry parents terrorists, I noticed right away, looking for these articles, that 11 pages deep on social media platforms, namely Google, they were all accessible. 11 pages deep. School board group asks U.S. for help policing threats. ABC, all the mainstream media and their affiliates. 11 pages deep. This is how they push forth their agenda. Folks, you got to start standing up against this stuff and calling them out. Because the more you call them out, friends, you have to shame them. And if they're violating the law, you have to condemn them with the use of the law. Okay? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Look at this. I'm going from page to page to page, all the same exact content. Those parents that are exposing us and putting a stop to us from making their children a prey, from indoctrinating them, from forcing them to get these experimental jabs, folks, page after page after page, all saying the same exact things. They are labeling you that stand up to protect your children, friends, terrorists. This is the federal government, along with the NEA. What are they doing? They're assuming and usurping parental authority. They want absolute control. They want to be unhindered. They don't want it impeded in any sense of the word. They want free will when it comes to your children. And because people are standing up all over the country against it, the mainstream media highlights the fact that teachers are saying these angry parents are terrorists. And apparently, one in two individuals beg Joe Biden to send in the FBI. No, this is all an agenda. They're told what to do. They're told that they're going to be the stand-ins, the pro tempore, to use them to try to push forth this agenda. Americans, you need to stand up for your children. My goodness. You know, I remember I was in Alaska once. A police officer and his wife, super cool. They're friends of ours. They brought us out there, and we did like four mini events out there in Alaska. And I remember when we got out there, we were told, don't worry about the grizzly bears, worry about the moose. And, well, guess what? He had the opportunity to exhibit exactly what he was talking about, because on the way to one of these events, or to dinner, one of the two, I can't remember exactly, or maybe both, we were driving down these lone roads in Alaska, and all of a sudden there was a moose in the middle of the road. And she had two cows, two babies. They call them cows. And all of a sudden, my friend that's a police officer that was in front, he was about a half a mile in front of us, he called me and he said, just stay there. And I said, why is that? He said, because these things will turn around and ram you. And he was worried about that moose, that mama moose, turning around and ramming him. Mama moose was protecting her two baby cows. Did you hear what I said? See, mothers used to protect their children. See, you have a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb. You know what? Just a side note to that. I was thinking about it today because, again, I was talking to my friend who's an attorney out on the East Coast. And I said, can you imagine how booming society would be with all 60 million babies that have been slaughtered because your government illegally sanctioned it? Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. He said, yeah, Bradley, just think about this. Not just those babies, but their children. And in some cases, even their children. They're all gone because Americans allowed this corrupt, to the core, government to say it's okay to murder your babies. And the American people went along with it. If I can find this. Yep, here it is. I shared this with everybody yesterday. I'm on a branch right now, friends, a little rabbit trail. Here's David Daladin. David could stand trial before a San Francisco jury on up to 9 felony charges for what? For exposing Planned Parenthood for harvesting and selling aborted baby body parts. Do you understand how dangerous you're allowing this to become, friends? When a man exposes Planned Parenthood for harvesting baby parts, cutting them up, selling them on the black market, the person that exposes them is facing 9 felonies? This is your government. That's how far they're willing to go to try to defend themselves in their crimes. Hey, I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. You folks that are going on this line, their blood is on your hands. And you're going to answer to your judge on the final day for murdering innocent babies. If you ain't protesting, you're guilty before God. Now, let me go back to the moose. The police officer told me, watch out for the mother moose. She's going to protect those cows at all cost. Hey, folks, animals teach us to protect their babies. Animals teach us to protect their babies. I've seen it with ducks. I've seen it with geese. I've seen it with bears. Don't you dare touch their kids, their babies, their cubs, their cows. But the American people have been so desensitized into believing that somehow or another this is okay. Hey, no, folks, let me go back and make this a positive, because when you look at these teachers calling out angry parents as terrorists, every one of those teachers need to be fired on the spot. The school boards need to be fired on the spot. Those that are advocating child pornography, forced mandates, which are completely unconstitutional, forced experimental jabs, they all need to be fired on the spot. And those that are behind these useful idiots, they need to be held accountable for the laws that they have violated concerning their crimes against humanity. Without justice, you're going to lose it all. And you are the law. You are the law, Americans. You are the law. Moving on, because I want to play this. I want people to see that Americans are on fire. Now, listen. What I'm about ready to show you and what you're about to hear shows you what I've always said. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Americans, you think somehow or another, because the mainstream media puts out their false polling, that Joe Biden has the support. He doesn't have the support. Clinton didn't have the support. Obama didn't have the support the second term. And I showed you, and I showed you, and I showed you. But you still went along with it. Remember Kamala Harris when she went back after the presidential inauguration? Do you remember when she went back to L.A.? There was only 2 people in support of her. Do you remember when criminal, treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden was on the campaign trail? Do you remember? And by the way, he was on the campaign trail because, again, let me remind you that Donald Trump did not prosecute him as he promised he would. Okay, and he's got every right in the world to do that. Article 2, Section 3, U.S. Constitution. When he was in Arizona, I played the video and played the audio that not one person, this useful idiot said, I cannot find one person or one sign of anybody that's in support of either Kamala Harris or that of Joe Biden. Not one person. And yet, somehow he's in the people's White House, and it's okay with the American people that he uses your military to defend him and his criminal administration against the 80 million people that allegedly voted him in? Come on, folks. You look foolish. You look ignorant to the rest of the world. Shame on you for tolerating it. People can say all day, he's not my president. No, he's not my president neither. But the fact of the matter is they're pushing an illegal agenda forward, regardless of you like it or not. It's all under the guise. It's pretended legislation, just like he is a pretended administrator. He's a stand-in, and that's all he is. He's an empty suit who's got one foot in hell and the other foot on a banana peel. It's for us, the American people, to push him into the position of what he needs. And it's called justice, which guards our liberty. Don't sit there and tell me about how I'm conspiring against the government. No, I'm not conspiring against the government. I am the law that is standing against the corruption that is in my government that I'm not going to put up with. Period. Say what you will. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And for all of you ignoramuses, you might want to take the time to read the Declaration of Independence before you make such a suggestion that anybody's conspiring against any government here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, now while people again are giving their tongue over to either life or death in America, they seem to like not understand that the power of life and death are in the tongue. And I'm not talking about metaphysics here, friends, but I am saying you need to ally your conversation with the Word of God, that it becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is found in the book of Philippians. And I pray that all the time. And I thank you for sound speech, which will not be condemned. I thank you that it holds to the Word of God, and that I'm quickened by the Holy Ghost, who teaches me all things and who guides me into all truth, giving me perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before me. And I'm thinking of John 13, 14, 15, 16. I'm thinking of 1 John 2:27. Folks, it all just keeps flowing here. You got to set your conversation right. Quit giving life to the globalists. Quit talking about what they're doing. Live your life in such a fashion where they're afraid of what you're doing. And let me remind you, nobody has control over you, friends, that you haven't given yourselves unto. In other words, either you're submitted to tyrants or you're submitted to God. And who is the Lord? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells us in Psalm 22, verse 28. Who is he? For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among all nations. All. I don't care what the bad guy wants you to believe concerning the power that he has. It's temporary. And it's either for judgment or it's for blessings. One of the two. There is no in-betweenites. Line your conversation up with the Word of God, and then you'll know when your heart is quickened by the Holy Ghost, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, right? Yes, indeed it does. I got to get over to this really quick because it's a video that's going to encourage people. It's the voice of the American people. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I want you to see this. If not, I'll narrate. Major British news outlet question legitimacy of Biden election victory. They say that the election was rigged. Of course it was rigged. All the American folks, most people in this country know that it was rigged. But they just give it a pass. They just give it a pass until there's nothing left. And it's the truth. You know it's the truth. It's like our caller that called in earlier. If everybody, Ross, if everybody got together and put a stop to this, emptied out these stadiums every weekend, we could have put a stop, and we can put a stop to this corruption immediately. And that would be in obedience to God. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment. Now, I got to get over to this again for the sake of time. I just found out who this guy was. As a matter of fact, I got to pull this back on social media platforms. His name is Mark Kay. And I got to tell you, I really liked what I heard from this guy. Yesterday was the first time I ever heard of him. And I watched this video, and I got to say this right off the bat. I don't agree with the expletives in any sense of the word. Okay? Why? Because, again, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Put it up against James 1:26 and Ephesians 4:29. Now, I want you to hear the voice of the American people. This is the voice that big tech companies mean to censor. Remember how I continuously reiterate the point they want to single you out? This is what dictators do. They want you to feel like you're the only one. They want to demonize you. They want to polarize you, right? That's what they want to do. But what happens when the American people and their voice is heard? And there's people that take these compilations and they actually put them together and show you, friends, as to what really is happening out there, like this guy did. I don't agree with the expletives. You're not going to hear that. But you'll get the point, and I'll narrate throughout this video. But I think this guy did an outstanding job in bringing to the American people the voice of the American people that we are all saying the same thing. Let it be under God, Psalm 33, verse 12. Not under man, not under a football mascot. Nope. Scripture condemns all of that concerning your sports and your idols, friends. Put that up against Jeremiah 11:13. Read it. It condemns all of that. We need to come under God and take this country back, because without him, who's the author and the finisher of all that we have, friends, it all goes for naught. So I'm excited to play this, and I'm going to go ahead and play this. So check this out, folks.
It was funny at first. Then it was kind of cool. But then it was like, wow. Now it's just like, it is a phenomenon. F. Joe Biden is everywhere at not just football games like the Alabama game this past weekend.
Joe Biden. The whole arena saying it in unison.
State game.
Wow, I thought everybody loved and adored Joe Biden, friends.
Yeah, because I know people say, well, Alabama, duh, of course, it's a red state, but Pennsylvania is not. Neither is New Mexico, but listen to what happened in Albuquerque at the Poinsettia Bowl.
Wow. Saying the same things all over the country in the tens of thousands per stadium.
At the Aaron Lewis concert. Aaron
wow.
Lewis, he was the lead singer of Stained. That's him singing.
They hate his guts.
And then the crowd continued.
Wow. This is insane, friends. I thought everybody loved Joe Biden. No, that's what the mainstream media wants you to believe, is that everybody loves Joe Biden. They do not. Let's go on.
Listen, this is Staten Island, New York. You're not going to find a much more liberal place than Staten Island, New York, except maybe Manhattan, New York. But listen, this is a food court. Okay, not a football game, not a sporting event of any kind, not a concert, just a group of hungry New Yorkers in Staten Island jammed into the food court. But this is in the middle of the day at a food court in Staten Island.
Wow. Boy, folks, I thought everybody loved Joey. Nope. This is what happens when the American people are not censored.
You know, Republican people from Alabama. These are not backwoods, southern redneck hillbillies at a Trump rally,
funny.
Or a bunch of, like, you know, pseudo Joe Rogan heads at a Stained concert. These are suburban parents. These are soccer moms and dads,
yep.
Democrats, in Staten Island, putting down their Chick-fil-A, putting down their Sbarro, you know, putting down that big bite of the Cinnabon that they got in the food court while they were in between trips to Nordstrom and Vans.
Yeah.
Wherever, I don't know, tour or whatever. And they're putting down their food so they can chant with kids around and everything. But again, it's New York and kids. They speak worse than their parents do, to chant F Joe Biden.
Wow.
Probably the most shocking one was the Ryder Cup. Now, the Ryder Cup is like, it's golf.
So, does America support Joe Biden?
There's not a lot of outpouring of
emotion. This is random compilation, friends.
Every now and then.
Absolutely not.
He used to play golf before. Well, he can't anymore. But he would get up and he would hit the ball really hard, and some drunken guy would yell, "Get in the hole!" And, you know, it's ridiculous. It's like a 500-yard, you know, par five. And the guy, as soon as he hits a tee shot, yells, "Get in the hole." It's never going to happen, but it was a thing. Other than that, there's very little emotion in golf. And the Ryder Cup is not just a golf event. It is like the most prestigious golf event. It's the United States versus the UK. It is where countries come. It's kind of like the Olympic Games of golf. And at the Ryder
Cup. This is great.
At the Ryder Cup this past weekend, you could hear chants erupt of F. Joe Biden.
Don't agree with the expletives, but listen.
Who started that? I don't know. Probably those two guys dressed head to toe in American flags. That would be my guess. But it's everywhere. It's a phenomenon. It's everywhere on Twitter. It was trending on Twitter this morning.
Everybody loved him, friends.
And a lot of people are misunderstanding what's happening. They think it's cute. They think it's anger. They think it's frustration. It is not. It is literally a revolutionary war cry.
Amen.
F. Joe Biden is the single most American thing that a person can do in this day and age. Because not only is it exercising freedom of speech,
First Amendment of the Bill of Rights,
by the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, but it is exercising free speech to speak out against tyranny.
Whoa!
This is exactly what the Founding Fathers had in mind when they wrote the Bill of Rights. Exactly what freedom of speech was created for. Not just to say whatever you want, but to speak out against your political leaders if they're acting.
They don't have leaders, they're representatives.
Is exactly what's going on. It gives us the ability, and it proves that we are willing and free to verbally excoriate our leaders.
Don't have leaders, have representatives.
Or negative retribution or anything like that. F. Joe Biden, in my humble opinion, is the modern day equivalent of throwing tea into Boston Harbor.
Folks, that compilation was outstanding because, again, what it does, friends, it goes out there beyond censorship, beyond the control of those that mean to rule the narrative, and it shows you what the American people are saying in unity. Again, I am not in any sense of the word condoning the expletives, but the point is listen to what the American people are saying randomly, friends. Not orchestrated in any sense of the word, the way that the mainstream media has to set their narrative. This is randomly taking place and sporadically taking place all over the country because it's the voice of the American people. That's why the mainstream media wants to keep driving the same narrative and the same narrative because they want to squelch all hope. They want to oppress. They want to drive through fear because they want your submission. And folks, it's just not true. I can only say it so many times. And so can the American people. We need to come together under the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to understand that the flags that we're flying were no king but King Jesus. And make our appeal to heaven and call upon him and come under his headship to win the day all over again, just like our forefathers did. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.